about shapes that faith comes in. Your Bible passage is Luke 10, 23 to 42. You'll notice there the familiar story of Mary and Martha. Each one wanted to do her own thing, as the modern idiom says. Faith is like that. What I want to explore with you this time is the various kind of faith that an individual has. You know, shape and size are very important to determining what a thing is. There are a variety of shapes that faith comes in. If there's an artist in your group, you might ask him to step to a board and draw some sketches. Draw a stick man and a stick woman. These represent your parents. I really believe that for most of us, our faith came shaped from our parents. I often feel that it's important to know that no little boy is ready to trust God until he knows the difference between God and his earthly father. Your father and your mother are quite often those persons who first bore witness to you about their faith. Since it was important to them, it also is important to you. Please understand, as we go through this discussion of shapes faith comes in, that there is no shape that is of itself bad or of itself good. It is very important that you would learn to evaluate the faith of your fathers. For example, some people try to defend the faith of their fathers without ever making it their own. That's a mistake. There are other people who spend the rest of their lives fighting father or the God of their fathers and not recognizing how crippling this is to their own individual experience. Then, there is that positive perspective that each of us should have, and that is to examine what is good about the faith of his parents, with an idea of keeping it, using it, and building upon it. There is a second shape that faith comes in. Ask your artist to draw a doubled-up fist. I take the story from Peanuts. Lucy goes into the room where her little brother is watching television. The little brother looks intently at his program. Lucy changes the channel. He goes up and changes it back. And then she said, "I told you to change that channel." And he says, "By what authority did you tell me to change that channel?" And there is a large fist under his nose in the next frame of the cartoon. The response is, "That's a very convincing authority." I think one needs to ask honestly if there are advantages to a prohibitive shape of faith. We have often said that we're very weary of the thou shalt nots. Is there some positive function that the thou shalt not prohibitive factor of our faith can exercise for us? Is it important that we learn that certain things are not appropriate to do? Sometimes faith may come in the shape of a doubled-up fist. Usually this meets with a great deal of emotional resistance. A third shape in which faith may come is drawn something like a blanket. Ask your artist to put a blanket on the board. Again, the cartoonist Charles Schulz, in his program Peanuts, reminds us with Linus how important a blanket can be. The blanket is a warm and secure thing, a thing to which one can revert and feel the satin edges of it when he's sleepy, tired, or discouraged. Should faith be like that? Should we ever conceive it as a security blanket which covers and helps us, where we can feel the satin of the promises, as it were, when things are tough? I really believe there is value to seeing faith as a security blanket. It is unfortunate and immaturity on our part if faith remains only a security blanket, because to remain there and to stay within the confines of warmth is not to admit growth and the circumstances that are necessary to it. Now, draw a fourth shape for faith. Make it a first aid kit. There are a great many people who want God when they want him, and when they usually want him is when they're in trouble. I'm grateful to be able to say that God is there when you're in trouble, I think it's also important to say that God is there whether you want him or not. And that statement contains both a threat and a promise. The first aid kit is indeed a helpful bandage situation to bleeding hearts. It is nice to know that the everlasting arms are underneath. However, if one continually says that this is what his faith is for, to overcome tough times, then he is falling prey to the criticism of Sigmund Freud. When Freud said that that is all people want faith for anyway, just as a projection of a heavenly Father who will give them all they want. First aid religion may be a preliminary stage to mature faith. There will be crises in the times of all of us when we need the help of God in special trauma and times of difficulty. But I would think it very ill-advised that we should consider our faith primarily as a bandaged first aid kind of situation. Rather, like the first aid kit in the car, it's nice when needed, but it's better to have some other shape to faith. Now draw, for number 5, a life insurance policy. This is where a great many people have decided the shape of faith lies for them. As a lady once told me, "I am happy. My letter is in the cornerstone of that church." I'm aware that young people today are rightly and justly critical of a kind of faith that is for the future alone. I am aware that young people today are rightly and justly critical of those who want faith as a life insurance policy, a policy to help them only in the world to come. One has called this an asbestos coffin approach to faith. It is significant to know that one who places his confidence in God through Jesus Christ will be eternally saved and in the presence of God in heaven. However, faith is much more than life insurance for the future. For I am firmly convinced that initially in God's world to come, each of us will be filled only as full as the vessel he takes. Therefore, if our life insurance policy is that which is unused, a document yellowed with age, there'll be a lot of updating to do, if you'll understand that I'm speaking symbolically. Life insurance is nice. But once more, if this is the normal or only shape of faith, it's an emergency-only kind of situation, and surely is not that vital relationship of which the biblical materials speak. Now, the next symbol almost anyone can draw. It's just a round circle. Draw a round circle. Let it indicate a friendship ring. A friendship ring is one of those things that speaks of a relationship between two people that is important to both of them. Most friendship rings are worn as long as the friendship itself is basically intact. It is a tangible sign and visible evidence that the friendship is something important to the individual who wears the ring. It is very significant to note that in Roman Catholic ceremonies, the Catholic sisters are given a wedding ring when they are betrothed to Christ in their official ceremony. Most married couples find it very significant to exchange wedding rings. I think it quite appropriate to suggest that a friendship ring is a circlet, a complete inclusion of our relationship to God. It is one of the shapes faith comes in. And then there is number 7. Number 7 is that stark reality that is a symbol of the Christian faith itself. Draw 2 lines. One vertical, one horizontal, and you have a cross. The cross, for just reason, is the traditional symbol of Christianity. Crosses were not made first as ornaments. Crosses were made as instruments of crucifixion and death. Here also is a shape in which faith must come. The New Testament enjoins us to take up a cross and follow Christ daily. It is significant now for us to review these shapes of faith. please remember this. None of them is all wrong, and no one of them can be a constant shape of faith in any Christian life. The faith of your parents should be important to you. There are times when you will revert to what was important to them because you have nothing of your own on which to hold. Even the fist can have its place. Even the prohibition of thou shalt not, it may serve the negative function of grass being greener in forbidden pastures, but it may also serve as a warning for what could be very difficult and painful circumstances. The security blanket with its satin-edged promises can be very comforting at times when other people have neglected or failed to understand us. Even the first aid kit with its patch and bandage work can give us assurance and comfort. The life insurance policy? Granted, that comes with the shape of faith, a vital New Testament faith which is related to God in Jesus Christ. The friendship ring is a circle which always can be worn, and yet even then there are circumstances in life when that circle is broken from our aspect, when the friendship that we have with God is less than perfect, when there are, so to speak, dents and pockmarks, when there are times that we had rather take the ring off. The cross? That should be a daily expression of all of us, but quite frankly, I think you need to know, it is not possible always to live upon a cross. It takes all kinds of shapes for faith. It is not that you grow from the faith of your parents to the faith of your own cross, though this would be an intriguing way to look at the symbols. It is that the cross intersects all of them. Each one of these shapes of faith has some significance for the Christian life. It may be difficult to determine the significance for the clenched fist. It may be a sign of immaturity to ask for a security blanket. It might be presumptuous of you just to have a life insurance policy for the dynamic experience that should be faith. And yet, all of these must have their place. Now, I have some questions for you. 1. Are there really any values to prohibitions, the thou shalt nots, in our religious training? 2. Do we need for our faith to supply us with different kinds of resources in different times and experiences in life? In other words, do we need the different shapes that faith comes in? 3. What does it mean to say that we cannot always live with the demands of the cross? Are there times when faith asks more than some are prepared to give? 4. Take an inventory of the shape of your faith just now. Which of the models best describes where you are? Do you understand the expression of one young man who said his faith was shaped like an indistinct blob? These are some of the shapes that faith comes in. Modern psychology is teaching us that body image is very important. If a person does not have a good concept of who he is and what he looks like, he will often have difficulty in relating to himself and other people. I think that the shape in which we have our faith is also a very important thing. I trust that the shape of your faith will become increasingly healthy. I know there will be different kinds of shapes in which you will have to structure and understand the faith that is yours. That's part of the fun of faith, exploring its different shapes and praying that God will help you find the shape which is most suited to your needs and to your growth.